Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom and hello. I'm sorry we had technical difficulties. I had to start the show over. Okay. What? Okay, that's okay. We got a great program lined up for you tonight. The sermon for tonight is Right Fear, taken from a series of from the Book of Acts. It's going to be Acts chapter 4, verse 32 to 5, chapter 5, verse 16. All righty. Well, like I said, we're going to start this over, okay, since I didn't know if anybody could hear or what was going on. We have, like I said, technical difficulties. So, okay. All right. So let's find a song to play here. Okay. Hold on. We got a caller. Let me bring him on first before we decide, because he was on here for the previous show. Maybe he couldn't hear. I don't know. Okay, we'll try to bring him on and see if he can hear me now. Six 09, you're on the air with Dr. Pastor Ken. My ass is calling.
Well, this is Pastor Ken. Look, why are you trying to take over my show? What are you doing? My show is scheduled for 6 o'clock, and you come on.
Goodbye. Okay. Okay, goodbye. Okay, you're not Pastor Ken. Quit imitating me. Okay, you're from New Jersey. I live in San Antonio. I operate the show from San Antonio, not New Jersey. Okay, so stop it. Okay, you're not me. Okay, you never will be me. Okay, you just wish you were me. Okay, so let's just leave it at that, okay? All right. Fake Pastor Ken, okay? The one that calls in the Tony Gaga show, okay? Well, let's see. Who we got from area code 213? Let's see who we got. Hello, who do we got from 213? Okay, well, they dropped. All right. Well, that's okay with me. I just like to know, why is this guy from 609 calling in pretending to be me? Let's bring him back on and find out. Okay. 609, why are you trying to pretend to be me?
Why are you trying to pretend to be me? Look, I'm Dr. Pastor Ken. You're taking over my show.
No, you're not.
This
has been my show since March of 2015. This has not been your show. Okay.
Look, you're the fake Pastor Ken. I'm the real one. You stole my show. You infiltrated my show tonight, and you took over my show.
Okay, Hold on a minute. If that's the case, what's the host call-in number? If you're calling in on the guest call-in number, what's the host call-in number? Okay.
If this is your show,
what's the host call-in number?
You know it is because you infiltrated it.
What's the host call-in number? No. What's the host pin? If this is your show, you should know this stuff. Okay, I know it by heart. Okay, why don't you know it? Okay.
I know, but I'm not going to tell you that. Why would I give that information to you? You've already infiltrated my show. You've already taken over my...
Goodbye.
My show.
Goodbye. Can you believe that guy? Can you believe that guy? Okay, he calls in the Tony Gaga show and impersonates me. But now he's going to call into my show, okay, knowing it's my show, and going to try to impersonate me, okay, on my own show. Now that takes a lot of what I call chutzpah, okay? All right? And if you don't know what chutzpah means, it's a Jewish word, okay? It's kind of like guts, okay? All right? All right? So, okay, sorry about that, 213. Do you like to come on live? You can press, if you do, you can press the 1 key, and I can bring you on live. All right, here we go. Who do I got from 213? Hello? Hello? Okay, you gonna knock or you gonna talk or? Okay, thank you. Okay. Okay. Well, we'll save 609 for a little bit later. Okay. Okay. And I labeled him troll. Okay. Because that's what he is, a troll. So, okay. We're going to play some more good music here. Okay. It's just totally amazing. Okay, that, okay, we're going to play Glory to the Lord by Don Mullen. Here we go.
Heavens in his hand, who made the stars by the word of his power, who put the spirit in man and causes all the earth to cry out glory. Glory to the Lord, worship him, the God of our by the hand. Who is the way in this marvelous hour? Who stirs the heart of a man and causes all his saints to cry out glory?
Thank you. bless your name, Lord. We give you honor and we give you glory. For you're the only one who is worthy to be praised and adored tonight. Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Come on. What's going on tonight? What is going on tonight? Fuck me. Hello, can you all hear me? Okay, I'm just gonna see this and see if you can hear me. I'm gonna bring on 412.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Now,
can you
hear me? There were technical problems okay, and I was almost getting ready to start the show over when I noticed, okay, that it was only a few minutes in, so, okay, we got the fake Pastor Ken from area code 609. Can you believe that?
Well, is this the fake Pastor Ken I'm talking to right now, or the real Pastor Ken?
This is the real Pastor Ken. You want to hear the fake Pastor Ken? I'll bring him on.
Yeah, yeah. Because I wonder who knows the code that I gave them to show who's real and show who's fake. Dude, bring him on.
I am. 609, you're on the air, fake Pastor Ken.
This is real Pastor Ken. Oh, you need to get on the air. Yeah.
Okay, we got a
question
for you. Okay.
Hey, which one of you can tell me the code word I gave to you 4 weeks ago to identify yourself as the real Pastor Ken? The code word I gave 4 weeks ago.
The code word you gave 4 weeks ago? I can't remember that.
Are you serious? I gave it to you. Were you drinking again?
No, I haven't drinking. I don't drink.
Where's the other Pastor Ken? Hey, that Pastor Ken, tell me the code I gave you, the code word.
The code word was Fisher. It was Fisher.
Was what? Can you say that again?
Look, this guy's infiltrated my show. The password was Fisher. That's what you told me. This is Pastor Ken.
Wow, that is the real Pastor Ken.
No, it's not.
He knew the password. Yeah, well, that's
so
the password I told the real Pastor Ken.
Okay, listen. You guys are playing games. I'm not playing this game.
I told the real Pastor Ken a password.
You must have told Barry, which is 609. Okay?
Hey, man.
Okay? I'm just going to end this show. I'm not even going to bother with it tonight.
Whoa.
You're
what's
lying.
Going on? No.
This guy's lying.
No.
I ain't playing with you guys tonight. Okay, I ain't playing.
Whoa. Just calm down. I've had a long day, too. How about we just go to a lighter topic? What do you think about North Korea and Russia?
Okay, 609 is from the...
What do you think?
Okay.
What do you think about Russia and North Korea?
I don't care about Russia and North Korea.
Well, how about we talk about the New Testament? What do you think about John verse 12:24? That really inspires me on a daily basis. Why don't you think anything about that verse?
Tell me what it says.
And Jesus came before John and said, "Blessed ye, ye cursed one, for you shall know the kingdom of God."
Okay.
Amen.
Amen. Very good. I'm glad you know your Bible.
609, Barry, what do you think? 609. See? Oh, you hung up on him. Good job.
I didn't hang up on him. But that's Barry.
We can have a good conversation, Ken. I don't know why you're getting so angry all the time.
Because I'm trying to fake it back.
People act like...
You're
going to create
a bunch of bullshit.
Whatever. Go to hell. Okay? You're a troll. Okay?
Who is that?
I think it was Barry or somebody. Let me bring
up... You got to admit, that sounds...
Huh?
That sounds a lot like you. You got to admit. That sounds a lot like you.
No, it doesn't. He's straining his voice. Let me bring on 111 and find out who this is. Okay, who do I got from 111?
This is Don Cornelius, brother.
What's up, Don?
I'm just listening to the show. You can put me back on mute, brother.
Okay.
See, you have a bunch of listeners, Ken. You have a bunch of listeners, so I don't know why you would want to end it early and hurt your fan base.
Oh, well, it's not about hurting the fan base. Anyway, well, okay, listen. I'm going to go with a sermon. Okay, since it's already an hour and 36 minutes, we only got an hour and 36 minutes left.
Well, you were supposed to let me do the sermon a while ago. Can I do the sermon tonight? I have one prepared.
And what's it about?
That's a surprise.
No, no surprises on my show.
Okay, it's about Judas betraying Jesus.
Who?
And the implications. Judas betraying Jesus and the implications in today's society and personal relationships. How you can translate that section of the Bible into your everyday life. So, am I go? Can I give it or not? Or do you hate me?
No, I don't hate you, but if you go off course and go into anything that's not right, it's not biblically sound, I'm going to stop you.
Well, I don't know if that's fair when I'm really getting into the rhythm that you can just shut me down. That's pretty ungodly of you.
No, it's not. If you're not going to be speaking from biblically sound doctrine, okay?
I was trained from the best, Dr. Kent Hopper, so I do know how to cite my sources and everything else, you know?
You were trained by Dr. Kent Hopper. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. That 413 dropped. Okay. Great. Okay, where we're going, we're gonna do the sermon. Okay. It's called Right Fear, and I'm taking it from the book of Acts. Okay. Okay, it's from Acts chapter 4, verse 32 through chapter 5, verse 16. Let's go with opening prayer. Lord God, let your light shine in our hearts, Lord. Let the light that can gladden us and lead us until all of our longing is stilled, Lord. May the higher nature born in us become ever stronger so that the lower and perishable nature does not rule over us, Lord. Grant that we may be overcome and that our hearts and may rejoice in being allowed to strive for the highest good, Lord, because we are your children who can share in what is eternal. And we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Hello?
You dropped. What happened?
You hung up on me.
No, I didn't. I didn't hang up on you. You dropped.
Okay. I don't know about that.
Well, anyway, I'm going to give the sermon tonight, okay?
That's unfair. How about you ask everybody else what they want? How about you give it to your fans? Like, ask, do they want you give them a sermon, or do they want me?
Nobody's pressed the one key, so. All right.
Well, I mean, that you can go to Discord and find out. How about we do a poll? Who wants to hear me give a sermon or Pastor Ken? Let's look in Discord, see what people say. Do they want to hear a sermon from a Dr. Joshua Higgins, who has two doctorates, or Pastor Ken, who has one doctorate?
You got two doctorates.
Well, I guess you could call it one doctorate, but it's a doctorate in homosexuality and Jewish studies, but I consider them two separate ones, you know? What about you?
See,
you have two doctorates or one?
Actually, 609 Fisher, it cannot have been the code word because it's from the Fishers of Men, which I started tonight, okay? All right?
No,
okay,
it's not 609 Fisher. He just said Fisher. It's not from that. It's where I was talking to somebody about, like, okay, if somebody fakes your persona, well, it'd be a good code word. And you're like, you know, well, my name is Fishman, so how about we just use Fisher? You know, do you really not remember that?
No, I don't.
Ken, I'm worried. I'm really worried right now. I'm worried.
What?
I think everybody else is worried, too.
Well,
because
I'm
we
real...
had that conversation.
Well, I don't remember.
We had
I don't
that conversation in the voice chat.
I don't remember.
We had it in the voice chat.
I don't remember.
Bring Don Cornelius back on and ask him. Ask him about it.
Let's see if he comes on in the chat. Okay? Dr. Cornelius, if you're in the chat, okay? Did Higgins tell me Fisher 4 weeks ago? Okay? No. No, he didn't.
Yes.
No, he did not.
See, look, two people said it. See? Like, even Bogart remembers it well.
All right. Okay, everybody's going to blow up play games with me tonight. Okay, I'm not crazy.
Well,
you didn't give me a code word, okay, 4 weeks ago, okay, about to see who the real Pastor Ken is. Because if that's the case,
just
I would have remembered. Okay?
Let me give the sermon, and
I'm going to tell you what, okay? Okay,
what?
I'm going to give the sermon, okay, and that's it. Okay?
Why?
You know? Okay?
That's unfair. Then what I'm going to do is I'm going to give my sermon in the voice chat while you give yours. If you're going to block me like
that. I'm not blocking you.
Everyone else thinks you are.
This is Higgins' sermon night. I'm confused. No one said it's going to be a Higgins' sermon night tonight. No one said that. Okay? No one said that. Okay? And Barry
I don't know.
Is,
I thought that.
Barry
I thought Ken not. Actually liked me, but that was just another sick lie. I thought we were actually friends, but apparently that's another sick lie. I'm just hurt right now. Really hurt.
I'll let you give the sermon. But if you go on Billboard...
On what? If I go... You okay? Ken?
No, I'm not.
What's happening?
Nothing.
You need to go to the hospital?
No.
You sure?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Just having a hard time.
Heart attack, you said?
Okay. I'm glad you do the sermon, but if it comes on biblical, I'm cutting you down.
Okay. So when should I start?
Well, start at the beginning.
Okay. Well, I mean, what time should I start? I should have been there.
Right now.
Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, let's bow our heads to honor you and to respect you for everything you do for us day in, day out. Even though some people may not fully respect you, come to know you in as close a relationship, and have a close relationship with you like I do. They still are your children. We should pray for those lost souls. In your name we pray. Amen. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I have a terrific sermon for everyone. All of us are familiar with the story of Jesus and Judas, where Judas betrays Jesus. And what ends up happening is Jesus, I don't know if anybody knew this, but in the end, it's like not a good ending where Jesus actually gets executed because Judas betrayed him. So I don't know if many people are familiar with that sad turn of events, but what ended up happening, like back in the day, like about 300 years ago, Jesus was a prophet and...
2,000 years ago. 2,000 years.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I heard it was 300 years ago, but okay, I'll go with 2,000. So can I please get my sermon, though? I apologize, but can I please get my sermon?
Yeah.
Okay. So about 300 years ago, Jesus he was born to in Italy in 1736. He was born in Italy in 1736 to a farmer and a mason. So the farmer was married to mason.
Sorry, no.
What?
You're biblically incorrect on everything you just said. Jesus was not
born
in 1736. He was not born to a farmer and a mason.
Ken, let me give my sermon.
No,
Ken,
I'm not going
to. Everyone's asking, why not? This is a good sermon. If you ruin the sermon, that is ridiculous. No, let me do my sermon. Let me do my sermon, Ken. Everyone else is trying to do the sermon.
You're biblically unsound, okay?
No, that is correct. I think you should ask everybody else in the chat.
Jesus wasn't born in 1736. He was born in one A.D.
You don't even know.
One A.D.
He'd be born in zero. He'd be born in zero A.D.
Not after death. Sorry. He was born in year one. Because it was not B.C., it was not A.D., because A.D. is after death.
In between.
A.D.
is after death.
No, there was no 1736, okay? He wasn't born to a he wasn't a farmer, okay?
No, Mary was the farmer. Joseph is the mason.
No. Joseph was not a mason. Joseph was a carpenter. Okay.
Where are you getting this information? I'm confused.
It's in the Bible, man.
No, I'm reading Kent gave
Google
me a version of his.
Something.
No, Kent gave me his.
You know what?
Kent gave me the version of his Bible.
Tonight's over.
Kent, I need to.
Good night,
Kent,
everybody.
Please listen to me.
Good night,
Kent,
everybody. I tried to just do this show twice, okay, and I was having technical difficulties, and now I got
please do not.
Joshua Higgins misquoting everything, okay?
No,
yeah.
He just hates me. He hates that I was giving a good sermon. He doesn't like to be shown.
No, I don't. Good night,
everybody. End the show. He's going to end the show because I'm doing a great sermon. Everyone knows
he's
it.
He's doing a great sermon.
That I'm doing a better sermon. Than you could do.
Good
so
night,
you're
everybody.
Out. If I'm not doing a good sermon, then let me finish the sermon. He is then able to show everyone that I'm
doing a sermon. I'm not going to destroy my show, okay?
I'm not destroying your show. This is a great sermon that I spent weeks building up. I spent weeks building up the sermon.
You did not.